Hey y'all, it's Ray, the host of the Next Era podcast, where we chit and chat about what's going on in life while I drop personal gems from experience. So let's get into it. I want to know what random man from Atlanta be telling these girls. Because look, if he done got 7 women pregnant, then whatever he is saying and doing is working. Like, can we shame him at this point? After he has done this 7 times with no money or assets to assist him, I feel like he needs to be studied. He needs to be studied because I want answers. I'm really hesitant to blame the baby mamas. I don't want a baby mama shame, but after 3, 4, 5 kids, you still chose to join the lineup? Can someone please explain this to me? Seriously, I'm not trying to be funny. I want to know how this works, like scientifically. Psychologically. This episode is for the TikTok girls and boys, but if you're not consumed with the TikTok team, I'm going to update you real quick and I'm going to make it quick. The reason why I decided to do this episode now is because if you didn't know, as of yesterday night, Random Man from Atlanta posted revenge porn of Morgan, his baby mama. From the image, it appears to be a screenshot of a video of Morgan going down on him doing you know what. So this has just gotten out of hand at this point, and we need to chit and chat. So to catch y'all non-TikTokers up, you know, if you're not on the clock app, basically, a 23-year-old girl named Morgan Bailey from Michigan met a down south dirty country bumpkin with 6 kids and was swindled, quotation marks. And she built a following last year sharing her story on how she became the 6th baby mama, which we now know is the 7th because a woman came forward with positive paternity results for a 9-year-old. But anyways, she says she met this guy in Atlanta. He used to always hang out outside of her apartment building. So picture this, the loser that's always hanging out on the steps of the apartment building. When you come home from work, when you go to work, he always just out there smoking cancer sticks. She got pregnant by him. So apparently, he used to always try to talk to her, and one day she finally caved. So long story short, after they started dating, he moved in, he was using her, driving her car. You know how that story goes. She gets pregnant and becomes the 7th baby mama. She claims to her knowledge that she didn't know that he had all these kids. But at one point, the other baby mamas came forward and determined that that was a lie. Yes, you heard right, okay? At one point last year, the other women came on Beyoncé's internet, introducing themselves as baby mama number 2, number 3, number 4, and so forth. That's some information that you couldn't beat out of me. Me and my baby would have been in hiding peacefully, watching it all unfold, but we wouldn't have been a part of it. Moving forward, Morgan had her baby, and she says the baby daddy, who has been coined Random Man from Atlanta, left her 30 days after she gave birth and moved back in with a different baby mama. Mind you, Morgan built a 1 million plus following off this story, this saga. She signed a brand deal. She signed multiple brand deals. She signed a deal with an agency. She created merch. She quit her full-time job and everything. So she was raking in them dollars. And that's the thing. I feel like the biggest hurdle in being a single mother is finances and time. And with finances, it can make the time issue easier because you can hire help. And with Morgan, she is making money from these deals and her videos that garner over 1 million views. Lots of single mothers make it happen with less, and she still chose to welcome this man back in her life. This all just makes me think, are people that afraid to be single mothers, parents? You want a family that bad that you let him back in your life. I am here to tell you and everybody else, being a product of a single parent home or producing a child from a single parent home is not bad enough to allow this kind of behavior in your life. I feel like we need to rewrite the narrative of being a single parent. The shame society has placed on being a single parent has women enduring toxic behavior for the sake of having a family. So fast forward to recently, the two began co-parenting and they began posting content together of this co-parenting. Yes, after she made millions of people hate this man, she is now featuring him in her content. They describe the content as co-parenting, but from the outside looking in, it appears to be more than that. They have been on what seems like a 2-month family vacation. They went to Disney World, SeaWorld, Miami, all on Morgan's dime. All because Morgan wants Gigi to know her dad. Gigi is the daughter, the 1-year-old. Personally, I feel like she is setting Gigi up for disappointment. Clearly, this man lacks responsibility. He has shown his inability to show up and care for his previous 6 children. Why would she think anything would differ for Gigi in her older years? I am speaking from a place of a product of a single parent home with an irresponsible, inconsistent father who only had me. This is a terrible idea. And I think it would be more beneficial to go no contact and allow Gigi to develop her own relationship with him in the future if she desires. I know that this is not ideal, but none of the options are ideal here. So instead of trying to force the 2-parent home, which is seen as ideal, opt for consistency for your child. Your child is going to have to overcome some sort of trauma with either option. There is no such thing as raising a child that experiences no trauma. You cannot be with your child side by side forever, especially when they start school. The goal is to give your kids the tools that they need to overcome trauma should they experience it. I'm over here preaching. But anyways, they go live together regularly and they bash each other. At one point, they were both on live with their, like, on their individual accounts while Morgan had him locked outside of the Airbnb and he banging on the door trying to get in. It's a bunch of drama, and I knew that it would only go down from here. It's always like they just take any chance that they can get to embarrass the other person. They consistently take low blows at each other on live, seemingly like they want the audience to determine whose fault it really is that they have landed themselves in this situation. It's almost like they weaponize their following. This whole thing put me in the mind of Teen Mom. Like, imagine if TikTok was a thing when that show was popular. I imagine that this would be like a behind the scenes look into things. But more about the embarrassment kink I feel like they have. Morgan never shared with her audience that she was back sleeping with him, like being intimate. She prefaced the relationship as co-parenting, but random man would say things like, oh, you've been throwing it back on vacation, in attempts to embarrass her and discredit the narrative that she has shared with her audience. In my opinion, the random man from Atlanta should have stayed random, and that was the first mistake. Bringing him to the spotlight and giving him a platform was a huge mistake. Also, word on the street is that Morgan got dropped from her agency, Kennison Gray, which is not a surprise to me because the overall brand of that agency is stuck up to me. And Morgan was never a fit. She is not nearly as polished as the rest of the roster. She could have continued to build a clean brand as a single hot mom, but instead she wanted to go be ghetto with the random weed man from Atlanta. Please. From a branding perspective, if I was Morgan, I would 100% stick to not showing or mentioning random man. Make him random again. Get some merch to say make him random again. And while she's at it, she needs to go home. The girl had been on a road trip from Michigan to Georgia for what feels like 2 months. Sis, go home, find a new routine, and build. Start a new series. Bring your followers along your healing journey. Oh, and you need to sue the random man for revenge porn. One thing that is concerning for me is if you go on random man's platform and read his comments, it's a bunch of women under his post siding with him. I was in disbelief. It's comments that are like, oh, you're not so bad after all. You're growing on me. I'm actually starting to like you. You are handsome. I said, excuse me? After this man has created 7 broken homes in the Black community, all he had to do was come on TikTok for 2 weeks and start winning y'all over. This really needs to be studied. He is not cute. He don't got no money. He don't take care of his kids. How is he gaining fans? This just made me think like, oh, wow, this is how he was able to get 7 women pregnant. Like, it's this easy. I am concerned. Why do we think this is? Please tap in on my latest IG post and let me know. I need answers. I need answers. This episode is a call for answers.
We have all probably spent a little too much time with someone we were dating at some point, probably out of scarcity, that you won't find someone else, out of being tired of starting over, and honestly, just trying to see the best in people. When you look back over the timeline of your life, how are you going to feel that you've let said person take up such a huge chunk of time? Time is real, and unfortunately, it's not unlimited. Remember that. But we gotta keep it moving. We gotta keep it moving. Always ask yourself, am I okay with this person not being my person? If it comes down to it, am I okay with moving on? If the signs lead to that, it's only so much you can do to fix. Always be okay with starting over. Don't see it as daunting. See it as an exciting new journey. Just sit back and watch things unfold.
Anyways, that's it for now. Make sure y'all check out the show notes. Screen record, screenshot, do whatever you gotta do to tell a friend about the Next Era podcast. And make sure you guys follow my podcast so you can see when I drop a new episode every Wednesday. Ciao. Talk soon.